The University Tower chimes, ringing another session of Ask the Professor, the show on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today. To my left, it's Dave Chow.
Pleasure to be here, as always.
Excellent. Good to have you here.
Thank you. I'm glad.
And our next panelist is Beth Oljar.
Questions of local government are actually interesting in home ownership. Although, Speaking of that area, and given the weather that we're having today, I will make a shout out for Westbourne Soups.
Of course.
Which are freaking awesome.
They're really good. They're really good.
The chicken and dumplings. Uh-huh. Oh, my God. And the shrimp and roasted corn chowder.
Oh, my gosh.
Addicted to that. Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Lord. Yeah, I mean, their prepared food is top notch.
Get some of their rustic Italian bread and a salad. You're
very good.
They could send us a loaf of bread.
And I feel like it's kind of a corporate sellout in light of what's going on. And
it's okay because it's all right to see both sides of a thing. But I've raised 3 kids for the last 8 years, and people are stumbling home drunk between 1 and 2 a.m., you know, all year long outside your home. It's just not right. It's just not right.
At least your people are stumbling. By the time they get to my house, they've stopped stumbling.
That's true.
Are they passed out on your lawn or what?
We've had other instances we won't even talk about.
Yes. Oh. Dave and his open lot. Dan Maggio is also here with us.
Yes.
Thanks for the boo. Appreciate that. Big thumbs up.
You're welcome.
What's that place we were going to go to? Was it Red Coat Tower?
Red Coat Tower.
Oh, my gosh.
Those onion rings are to die. I mean, the burgers are good, too.
That's the best
good onion rings?
Uh-huh. Oh, hand
out. They're so good. Every single thing we do on this show revolves around food at some point.
It gets back to food.
So speaking of our neighborhood, did you hear what they're going to build in the Pasquale site? Did we talk about this?
Yes.
It was going to be
Big Boy and Buddies.
We don't have a Big Boys on Woodward
anymore. But they're
going to
demolish the building and put it in the middle. Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Yes.
Big news in the next week as well in Berkeley, Michigan. The old Sela Italian restaurant will reopen as Green Lantern Pizza.
Now, if they don't have the pasta, really? I'm going to be...
It's a full kitchen, Dave.
Full
kitchen.
Yeah,
just saying. Right.
We'll
see. They better have the pastas. Green Lantern, one of the big four
Detroit pizzas. Uh-huh.
Yep.
I got to stop right now. Jim Tubbs is here, and we're so glad to have him.
I'm going to focus on some good non-food news, and that is the Detroit Symphony Orchestra now has a new music director and principal conductor, Yaldar Benyamini, who is going to, this is going to be his first weekend since appointment, so he's going to be conducting this weekend. They're doing the Paganini Violin Concerto in the Berlioz Symphony Fantastique. Okay. So it's going to be a good concert.
Yeah, before
weekend.
He skips off to Milan again.
Yeah, well, he goes back and forth.
A lucky guy.
Back and forth.
Milano.
It was a big spread in the free press, and I think a lot of people seeing him, you know, in the photo for the first time, is like, whoa, this
what
is...
What really cheers me about this was that when he filled in for Leonard Slatkin, year before last, his first visit here, the orchestra really took to him.
Wow,
the musicians really liked him a lot. And that had a lot to do
with that. That's going to help.
Considering him strongly for this position. He's the youngest we've ever had, 43.
40. Yeah, that's incredible.
I'm like, wait a minute. Somebody changed his diaper between songs. Jeez.
Stephen Manning is here with us today.
Hello, Matt.
Hello, Stephen.
Mr. Low-key.
Sounding very low.
He's totes low-key, and there's nothing wrong with that. How are things, Stephen?
Fine.
Excellent.
Spoken like a true political scientist.
Right. Well, we're not talking about politics.
We wasn't talking about the state of the country.
I'm lying, of course.
Oh, yeah. It's...
spoken like a true political scientist.
Thank you,
I'm
Jim.
Surprised sometimes, considering my relatively short commute of 12 to 15 minutes, that I can just listen to NPR, go live with impeachment trial proceedings, and hang on every word. It's sort of like, I probably should have picked up a couple sports scores, but let's just keep doing that.
But there's a point there about that. Because, I mean, a lot of people say, and obviously you can see why, that this is so sad, right? I'm like, no, it's not. The only thing that would be more sad is if we didn't have this remedy.
That's right.
It's working as it Supposed to. The outcome is in
The process is proper.
Yeah.
Do you have any comments as a political scientist?
About your remark, several times. This has been going on for a week or something. Several times I have been in the car and I've got to where I'm going and I can't get out of the car. I've got NPR on. I'm listening to this thing and it's so captivating.
Yep.
I just sit there in the car in the driveway, you know, with the car running with the radio on for another 5-8 minutes. Yeah. You know,
it's the test, right? Does this work or not? Does the system work the way it's supposed to or not?
It really is the test.
So.
I'm afraid of the ultimate answer. I don't know that we will get to remove him from office, but...
Well, we may be able to. We just might have to wait a few months. That's all. Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Heather Hill is with us today. Hi.
Hi.
Looking especially heavily.
I almost... What? Explain yourself.
You're going to have to follow.
What does that mean?
The platonic ideal of Heather is sitting.
Oh, okay. All right.
Wow. And you're actually have physical form and that's
amazing.
Impressive.
Wow. What have I achieved here?
What I thought was metaphysically impossible, but apparently
in its purest form.
Oh my gosh.
What did you ask me a question? I have.
She's so flummoxed by
she's
being,
overcome.
I'm feeling so platonic here.
Have you been drawn in by the proceedings?
Absolutely.
As well?
Yeah.
She's wishing for philosopher queens to rule.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that's
Plato
that's
said they could.
But I've kind of forgotten what this show is about. The one that we're currently.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. What are we doing here?
Ask the professor, you mean?
Oh, yeah.
We haven't gotten any questions yet.
So you haven't gotten wrong yet.
Yeah. Yay!
Everything's fine. Perfect score.
No, I'm kidding. This is all fine and good. I'm always happy to be here with you fine folks.
We are all very fine.
What are you talking about?
Not you, clearly.
You're kind of rough.
I'm not given a number. But.
Folks,
This
is a program where you can send us questions regarding anything. If you stump the panel, you win a prize. If you don't stump the panel, you win a prize. You can send the questions to us in a number of ways. Email us at atp@udmercy.edu. Reach us on the web at udmercy.edu/atp. Find us on Facebook or listen on your favorite smart speaker by asking it to play Ask the Professor at University of Detroit Mercy. We had a set of questions here sent in by Travis Harris of Southgate, Michigan. He's a current... junior biochemistry major at University of Detroit Mercy. So thanks to Mara for motivating her students to send in some questions.
Logged another one, huh, Mara? Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I believe that we're going to be able to knock off a good number of these. Maybe not all, but he's asking us to answer questions about shows that appear on Netflix, in particular Netflix-related shows. So I'll give you a description, and you will give me the title of the series.
Indeed. I'm sorry, what are you giving us?
A description.
Okay.
He wants the title.
Cash incentives.
An animated show meant for adults that follows the life of three teenagers and their adventure through adolescence.
I've heard of this show, but I don't know the name.
The name of the show would be what you would call somebody if they couldn't keep a secret or if they were just...
Tattletales.
Blabbermouth.
Very close. Big Mouth is what it's called. Big Mouth, yes. A show that follows the life of four high school teens as they grow up in gang-filled neighborhoods of South Central L.A.
The Jim Tubbs Story.
Oh my.
Not fun?
No, it doesn't sound like much fun.
Huh.
When things happen just a few houses away from specifically where you live, you say something happened...
In the neighborhood.
In the neighborhood.
Getting close. On my block is what that one is called. Oh. On my block.
I don't recall that one.
Let's see here.
These are not the Netflix shows I watch. So.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yet.
The Life of the Devil, if he was an L.A. nightclub owner.
That's not Ray Donovan. It's
I can see the trailer to it right now.
It was on a couple years ago. It had a short run. It was cute. It was interesting, though, because it was network TV it was Netflix. So.
It was a show about a devil, and it's cute?
Devil.
Yeah.
The Devil opens a nightclub.
Yeah.
Oh, The Devil. You mean like Satan?
Yes, which is about one step away from the name of the show.
Lucifer
was the name of the show. Yes, Lucifer, the Lightbringer. Let's see, a sci-fi show with an anthology story that combines humans' greatest inventions with our darkest instincts.
Black Mirror,
yes. That's just an interesting way to describe it, you know?
What?
Mm-hmm. A woman is saved from a doomsday cult after being locked in an underground vault.
The Invincible.
She lives in New York City. I've seen the show.
This isn't Jessica Jones.
No, but it's a comedy based on that story.
Oh.
It's a very clever show.
It's very clever show. Yes.
No, Invincible.
It's the Unbreakable.
Unbreakable.
Who?
Not Molly Brown.
No, it's not Molly Brown.
She was unsinkable.
Yes.
Unsinkable. That was also the Titanic.
Her name is Kimmy Schmidt.
Kimmy Schmidt.
Yeah.
The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
We're not doing so great here.
A boy is raised by a sex therapist mother.
Sex education.
All the answers. Yes.
Drew was watching this the other day and said he thought it was good.
Let's see. A show that follows the life of Piper Chapman as she makes her way through prison.
Orange is the New Black.
Orange is the New Black.
Which I did follow for a number of years. It was quite good.
A show that follows four moms back to work after they've been on maternity leave. This sounded
like a show you described to me not too long ago.
Oh, Big Little Lies? No, that's not it.
That's not it. It actually has a very sort of nondescript title.
Mommies? Mommies back at work?
9 to 5.
I'm giving it to you for working moms. Yes.
Okay, all right.
Mommies back at work makes perfect sense. And last but most certainly not least, the true story of Colombia's infamously violent and powerful drug cartel.
The true story of Colombia's...
Yes, that would be the
El
long
El Chapo?
Title.
I mean, is it...
Getting close. Yeah. Getting close. Starts with the letter N.
Narcos.
Narcos. The Narcos. Yeah, that was actually good, Travis. Thanks for sending those in. I think we annihilated them, but, you know, while we think about annihilation, we'll take a break.
It's an Ask the Professor flashback, 1968.
I'm the man with all of the questions and most of the answers, Bill Raby. On my right is history professor Frederick H. Hayes.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you, Fred. Normally on my left is Russell McLaughlin, but he's in Spain looking after some stock that the University of Detroit owns. And this leaves our guest middleman, Lawrence Kanjar, who is dean of the College of Engineering.
All alone.
No, what you're doing is replacing three people. The questions you had on the program are submitted by listeners. If you stump the experts, you will receive a subscription to a national magazine, The Atlantic, Harper's, or American. We have some amplification here. First of all, from Hanaban, Louisiana, Mrs. Elizabeth R. Beale. I heard a program last Saturday morning on WWL Radio that I understand was taped by the University of Detroit. You understand correctly. The question asked was, who named the flag Old Glory? Well, I know that William Driver called the flag Old Glory. William Driver was the master of the brig Charles Daggett. He raised the flag on his ship August the 10th, 1831, saying, I name thee Old Glory. Have you heard that story before, friend?
No, I haven't.
Well, it must be true.
The interesting question now is, how does everybody else find out? How does something like this come into general usage?
All the members of his crew blabbed as soon as they hit ashore, you know.
Yes, you're what the old man did. What a dumb thing.
Good PR man on the ship.
Yeah.
And we're back. We just finished off a set of questions, so let's start another one. Dear profs, I'm sorry I can't be with you in the studio today. I wanted to send a list of questions that will be remembered as one for the ages. The standards here are so low, 25% will be considered a passing grade.
Jeez.
Go forth.
What kind of grading
and
scale
give
our
it
students
your best.
Would make.
These were sent by...
Jason.
Our executive producer, Professor Jason Roach. I would just like to reiterate that one for the ages, 25%, and fourth were all italicized in the introduction.
What?
Wait a minute, is this what? Like one of
these
those Jeopardy
clues.
Things?
These were clues. One for the ages, 25%, and fourth.
1, 25, and
yes.
Fourth. Okay.
In the movie Pulp Fiction...
Mm-hmm.
Hitmen Jules and Vincent, what do they say is the name in France of a quarter pounder with cheese?
Royale with cheese.
Royale with cheese. Oh.
Man, that sounds good right about now.
That movie has so many great sound
bites. What did they call a Whopper? I didn't go.
Go to a Burger King.
In computer programming, how much data is in 2 bits? Shaving a haircut.
A bit. A bit is 25? Either a 1 or a 0, so 24? 2 bits would be 2.
What do you?
No.
How much data is in 2 bits?
25 megabytes?
Mm-hmm. Well, bytes
is
the
correct. A byte.
It's a quarter of a byte. Okay. 0.25 of a byte.
Know nothing.
See, I paid attention to that.
It's like an overbyte.
In computer programming.
Underbyte.
Oh, overbyte, underbyte, Pat Benatar, all the same.
Mm-hmm. What would be the value in U.S. currency of 2 bits?
25 cents.
25 cents,
yeah. 25 cents. Got 2 bits. There we go. What day of the year is celebrated as Star Wars Day?
May 4th.
May 4th be with you. Yes, May the that fourth. Is correct. May I'm seeing a trend
fourth.
Here.
May the
seeing
fourth.
A trend.
Okay. I'm not.
According to a 2014 survey by the National Science Foundation, how many Americans believe the sun revolves around the earth?
25%.
25%.
Far too many.
God.
2014. You said it. Perfectly, Beth. Oh my God!
So, do they?
You know, people were tortured for
the
correct answer on
heresy.
That.
Heresy.
Heresy.
I'm sure Galileo was thinking, like, yeah. So, what did I spend my last years in under house arrest for? Yep. No kidding.
Someone said something about that fact X number of years ago.
And like, Copernicus.
Galileo spinning in his grave. I'm like, I know, around the sun. Like, you know. In theater, what do you call the invisible barrier that separates performers from audience?
The fourth wall.
The fourth wall. Yes, that's right. I know this is going to come as a shock to a lot of our listeners, but that Friends apartment, it only had 3 walls.
Yeah, it's also not anything they could even come close to affording if it's supposed to be in New York.
Unless they're billionaires.
Yeah. Right. How many square feet do they have?
Oh, 25. Many. Many.
Oh.
In advertising and marketing, what's the term for a small portable video screen, such as a mobile device, tablet, cell phone?
Mobile?
Think about history, because that will help you a little bit.
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
I was just thinking that. She said it out loud.
Quarter.
So what was the first screen that human beings invented?
The movie screen?
Movies. Here. They were called the first screen. The next screen that was invented would have been television.
The fourth screen.
Computer screen.
Computers were third. They are called the fourth screens.
The fourth screen.
Oh. Which is why I'm advocating of late that the generation they're calling Generation Z, coming after the millennials, be called the plurals, because they always have 5 screens in front of them at all times.
I'm confused about how that's connected to history.
Well, it's the history of humanity.
History. No, history of
historical.
First screen, second.
Media the history
screens.
Of screens.
Media screens.
The evolution of the screen.
No wonder that didn't help me.
The one history that's really, really good, I wish I could remember the title, book about YouTube claims we've always been attracted to the visual, and since that's the next thing.
Plato's Cave.
Basically, there you go. According to a 2017 study published in JAMA Psychiatry, about 25% of Americans under the age of 30 already meet the diagnostic criteria for
obesity,
clinical depression,
diabetes.
All of those are good answers, not on the paper.
Student debt.
Addiction.
Oh, for depression.
Nope.
Well, if it's
addiction to a very easy to locate drug in the United
States. Opioids.
Caffeine.
Sugar.
Nicotine.
Marijuana.
You guys are killing
alcohol?
Me. Yes, it's alcoholism. Oh, it's alcoholism.
Really? We were starting to run out of vices.
1/4 of all Americans under the age of 30 already meet the diagnostic criteria for alcoholism.
Doesn't say much for the next generation of children, does it?
Has that gone up?
I'm sure. I don't know.
No, does that mean from birth to 30? Or I mean,
or it probably just means people are staying in college longer so they can drink longer.
That's true. The average age on the campus is 25.
That's right. That's right.
That's scary.
That's disturbing.
It is disturbing.
Or people are drinking to forget college debt.
I would want to put that in context as to what has it been.
That's what I was wondering.
Upward trend or downward trend?
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
I need these people to work to pay for my retirement.
So
get out of the bar.
Get out of the bottle.
Besides, I can't have all of you moving in with me in Canada when I retire. So,
don't you drunkards know what's happening to the Social Security trust? Start contributing.
In musical notation.
Let's go.
In musical notation, how many quavers is a quarter note?
How many quavers?
4.
Quavers. It's not 4.
8.
It is not 8.
25.
It's not 20.
One.
Two.
The hits
it's
were not
two.
Helpful.
Two. It's two quavers to a quarter.
I was waiting for Kendra to walk in.
Well, Heather's doing a really good job of filling in the gaps here after everybody has said like all the wrong answers. Well,
there's only one answer left.
I don't know if I would say that.
Why don't you get some right?
Thanks.
Just wait
according
till
Professor Manning.
Exhausted and then, you know.
According to a 2015 article in America Magazine,
I subscribe to it.
What percentage of American Christians also believe in reincarnation?
25.
25% is the correct answer. Oh,
okay. And then what do the others believe in?
Non-reincarnation.
Oh. Oh, the big dirt nap. Got it.
Or deincarnation.
Or ash nap. One or the other.
If you...
Wait a minute. Does the afterlife not... I mean, how literally are we to take reincarnation here?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think that it's
if
just
you're
not...
Christian, you do think there's...
Well, no,
some
reincarnation
life
means living again on this... In this
on this
okay,
plane,
okay.
This plane yeah. Of existence.
I'm
going to
trust the
sort of
religious studies prof.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay.
As coming back as something else or somebody
as
else.
As a worm or something like that.
But, so. I hope that more people who identify as Christians would agree that this is not the end, right?
Have you ever noticed the network broadcasts of NFL football, local stations get airtime when?
After the quarter? Each quarter.
At the end of each quarter, yeah, that's exactly right. That's when the local stations get to take advantage of the biggest money-minting scheme ever.
Just remember, football's all about real estate.
So it's real estate every time.
It's all about money. Everything
and real estate.
So it's real money. Estate. That's about money, too.
How many U.S. quarters are in a roll that you can get from a bank?
50.
That is not true.
40.
No, it's $10 for a roll.
25.
40.
Not 50. 40. That was a bad answer.
Right.
Sorry, no, I thought about it. Yeah, it's $10.
Yeah, that's right.
$10
I was trying to.
Professor Math.
Professor Math.
A polymath.
What was I thinking when I said 50? Was that pennies?
Pennies.
Yeah,
yes.
50 pennies.
I don't know.
$2. When's the last time you rolled a
coin? What? Rolled a what?
In horse racing. Oh, what's the correct term for the first horse that does not cross the finish line in win, place, show?
Loser.
Partial
fourth,
credit.
Fourth place.
Fourth place is what it's called. Everybody gets fourth place because the only thing that matters is win, place, or show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You don't make any money, Blue Farm.
Dead last.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo announced last summer he plans to run for another term. If he wins that election, what number would that be for
fourth,
Governor
fourth?
Cuomo?
Fourth.
His fourth term, yeah. Fourth term as governor.
No, 25th.
Yeah.
Everybody see that Gretchen Whitmer gets the Democrats'
response to
the
State
of the Union.
Union?
That's kind of
go
a big deal.
Go.
High profile for our governor here in Michigan. This is a good
is
one.
Is she going to start with, fix the damn roads?
Maybe.
I hope there aren't commentaries again on what dress she wears
for
crying out loud.
And by the way, she handled that with such grace. I was like, I'm very glad that I voted for you. She knew exactly what to do.
The green news was hexavalent chromium, wasn't it?
Yes.
The same
thing
that Aaron Brockovich fights against in the film?
Same thing.
The minimum amount of $6 million to clean that up. Minimum amount. That causes cancer if you drive by
and you know
it,
what?
So we're all toast.
The owner of that plant that's being...
Has
to go to, is he going to prison? They shouldn't make him go to prison. They should make him work every day, digging
with a shovel
all that out until he's got his 11 years
or
term.
A ladle.
Now we got to pay for him to live in prison.
I mean,
and we got to pay for somebody to clean
I'm
him up.
I'm on board with all that. I'm on board with all that.
Go, Dan.
I hear this on TV. I'm like, does anybody have a brain out there? Make
Jeez.
Him give him a shovel and make him go to work.
I completely
and all the
agree
people
with
that. Profit
a serious off form of retributiveness.
It'd probably be a favor of stop and frisk.
Work on the side of the highway.
Vote for me for Supreme Court.
Remember, Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., you can either flip a coin to a beggar or you can wonder where the beggar was generated from. Like, the problem we have here is with regulation. Oh, we just never inspected that building for 12 years. You got to be, it's his fault, but you got to be kidding me. We don't even have the infrastructure
so
to keep track of
four
extreme
different
toxins.
Administrations.
Yeah.
Oh, infrastructure. We can't have nice things like that. It would mean rich people and corporations had to pay taxes.
I know. God forbid, right? With approximately 321 million people living within its borders, the U.S. is the third most populous nation in the world. Which is the fourth?
It's a good one. Brazil? We've never had this one before. It's not Brazil.
China and India are ahead.
They're way ahead of us. Yes, ahead. And I believe Russia is too, just because of surface area.
Did I say Brazil?
Brazil, no. It's not Brazil.
Indonesia.
It's Indonesia. Oh, yes. Very nicely good. Done. Probably likely to take us over, although the last population of the U.S. I saw was 333 million. So
just
I know
not breathing like they used to anymore.
Yeah. And FYI, I don't know why this sticks in my head, but I can see myself in Mrs. Andrews' second grade classroom, so that it would have been 1982 for those people keeping track. And we had not reached 200 million people in this country yet. So in my lifetime, getting close to doubling the population.
Oh, Mike Pence is so happy.
Oh, my about that. One last question from our old buddy, executive producer, Professor Jason Roach. Until the metric system took over, what unit of measurement was used to describe 4/5 of a quart of alcohol?
Liter.
It's not a liter.
A fifth.
A fifth is what they called it. It's the remaining fifth. Yeah, that's right.
You bought a fifth.
We have to give Dan a platform again to go off and make sure that he gets his retirement pay, right?
Right.
Oh, my gosh. I know exactly
skip
what
the
you
fifth.
Think.
I'm just joking.
Dan is very feisty today.
I'm just kidding. It's the sugar.
The number of people to fund
it
that.
It is the sugar. That's it.
Has to support versus
lots
the
of sugar here today.
There's some hot topic.
You could have blamed it on the ooze on 696. You could have blamed it on the sugar. There's lots of things that are influencing
the rain
you.
Sitting next to
Mercury
me.
In retrograde.
No. It's all possible.
Mercury.
He's
in
a man of a certain age. That's what it is. Right?
Somebody's been reading the Farmer's Almanac.
I'm a passionate person.
There's nothing wrong with that, Professor Maggio. Nothing wrong
passionate.
With that at all.
Passionate about your retirement.
No, I was just making fun.
All right.
All I have to say is this. If you are driving on an expressway or otherwise and you see some green ooze, make sure you don't just drive by for several years and not report it to the authorities. That should go without saying.
Always good.
Close the windows. Turn off the fan.
Yes. Exactly. And if you really want an eye-opener, apparently someone at some key like interchange of interstate, meaning you would have to get out of your car to do this, in Colorado has left an unopened brand new jar of pickles on the separator between the two lanes for almost the last 15 years. And anytime someone steals the jar or knocks it down, a new jar appears the next day and nobody knows who's leaving it.
So are they McClure's?
They're Nathan's. That's a problem Nathan. A little bit, but it could be McClure's. Okay. McClure's would
well,
be
is it Well, is it like that one island up in the Arctic Circle between Canada and Denmark? They have a dispute, you know, so they always leave it, what, like a bottle of gin or rum
right.
or something like that.
So they can claim the...
Where's the location of this?
Arctic Circle.
Arctic Circle.
Oh.
Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today, so I'd like to thank our panelists here. Heather.
Bye-bye.
Stephen.
Next week.
Jim.
See you later.
Dan.
This was very cathartic for me today. Thank you.
Beth.
Bye.
Dave.
See ya.
And now these words...
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu. Tweet to us on Twitter @AskTheProfessor or using the hashtag AskTheProfessorUDM or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor is transcribed at the facilities of the Briggs Building in the Department of Communication Studies in the College of Liberal Arts and Education at University of Detroit Mercy's McNichols campus. Ask the Professor is produced and technically directed by Michael Jason, and our executive producer is Professor Jason Roach. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mayo.